Okay. Good day. We had 61 guys, I believe, out there. You know, we're excited to have all those guys out there with us for practice. That, you know, we talked to our team about the NFL is ever changing. And, you know, I think it really applies to three most dangerous words. I got it, because there's a lot of changes that could take place. So our guys understand that, so that they just, you know, understand to always compete. It's never an easy weekend, what we went through. It's always difficult to talk to guys that have put so much. You feel like they got better. They were trying to be the best they can be. They were competing. And then being able to tell them that, you know, you don't have a spot for them is always tough. But they did a good job with it. We had a chance to meet with every guy except for one. We had to make one phone call because he was out of town. But, you know, it went as expected. We did start Philly prep today. We introduced them, took advantage of today. We went against each other, and then we had a period where we did introduce some Philadelphia offense, defense, and special teams. So that was good. But, you know, right now we're going to put I shouldn't say right now. Jock is going to be our center going into the game. So we haven't fully announced it yet to the team, but he took all the reps at one, or most of the reps today at one, and Luke got some in there. But we have made that decision.
Why McClendon?
Just I think his experience and you know where he's at right now. We feel that Luke still has an upside. He'll continue to compete in the reps that he gets. But we just felt at this point in time, Jack is the guy.
Is it too much to have two rookies starting on the offensive line? Does that play into
it? No, that wasn't any of the decision. I think it was based solely off what they've done in training camp and you know OTAs and training camp, and then obviously in the games.
Shatley was an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Didn't get hardly any time with the ones at all, if any. What did you like about him when you saw him?
Well, we went back and watched all his tape individually, and it was a guy that we definitely didn't want to lose. You know, we thought that maybe there's a chance we could get him through, but I know there's enough interest that we felt like, you know, we might not get him back. So that's why we elevated him to the 53.
Last year you mentioned Marcus Trufant being the toughest call in the last cuts. Was there a guy like that that you –
Yeah, you know, they're all tough. You know, Nate Stupar was a tough one. He's a good player. You know, backup Mike performed on special teams. You know, that was a tough one. It's always, you know, Fleming was tough. There's a lot of guys that it was tough. But I know with Stupar, because he was here all last year and performed pretty well for us, that was a tough one.
As difficult as cuts are, though, how exciting is it to see a guy like Hearns take advantage of being undrafted?
Right. There's always, you know, those stories. We told our team, you know, so there's going to be a story that takes place in training camp. We don't know who it is or, you know, when it's going to happen, but some story. And really, he was a big story for us. Did a great job competing and definitely took advantage of his opportunities. And I don't know, you know, you hope that would happen, but because of the injuries that we had at wide receiver, it got him more reps with the ones and a chance to showcase himself. That's why we always challenge our coaches, hey, get those guys up with the ones. Get them up with the ones. Don't let an injury force you to do it. Just, you know, let's be in control of it right from the start because stories like that can take place.
Guys, last year the Redskins just looked totally, almost looked unprepared for what Philly gave them in the first half of the season opener. How different is it for you guys knowing that you have a year of tape to watch?
Well, it's, you know, they're still really difficult. You know, watching them on tape, they've got obviously on offense some playmakers that do things that maybe are against the norm. You know, LeSean McCoy is obviously a great back. And some of the things he does is just on his own. He makes big plays happen. So, you know, that's always a variable. They've got a lot of good talent and very explosive offensively. And so, you know, some of the things that maybe we got away with in preseason, I know we're harping on our guys right now about, you know, the discipline.
What kind of preseason did Red Bryan have?
I'd say he had a good preseason. I think the one game, the long run, the Detroit game, I think that was one play where him and Sip weren't on the same page. He wanted to get more reps. We wanted to get more reps in our last game, and it was corrected. So it's good. I think we're going to lean on him a lot.
Is it surprised you that he wasn't one of those guys who had a day off, Veterans Day off? I mean, did he want to work, or is that what the thing going in?
No, you know, Coach Wash does a good job with those guys, you know, splitting up the reps and taking care of them. So we just felt like for him, he just needed to continue to get reps in there. And although there was days that he was limited.
Coach, we talk about the rookies on the offensive line. signed some rookies for the wide receivers, that three of your five on that final 53-man rosters are rookies. What does that say about the faith that you have in these young guys?
Well, they're very talented, very talented. And now to get Allen Robinson back today and to see him, although it's limited reps, we feel like we have some talented guys. Now we definitely are in a race to maturity with those guys. You know, to get them reps, and especially Allen, you know, we're going to have to bring him back slowly, though. You know, he may get some reps in different situations in the game. But, you know, we like the fact that they're fast. They have some explosiveness. But, you know, Jerry Sullivan's got a task on his hand with getting those guys ready.
Is there added pressure on Cecil in the short term?
No. I know. I think for him, if he just needs to go out and be him and be the best that he can be. And I think that's the danger, where he feels like, okay, now I got to do a lot more than when I'm maybe accustomed to being asked, and that's not the case.
Is there any one thing in particular you're most encouraged about coming out of the preseason?
Well, I think that now we take care of the ball, and that we got the ball. Our turnover margin, I think, was a big plus for us. You know, it's one thing to talk about it and show pictures and emphasize it every day, but to see it come to life like it did in the preseason, I think that's really good. Because if you can, you know, be on the plus end of that, you know, it bodes well for you. So I felt that was a good sign.